So bliss is what we're going to be talking about. It was bliss last week when I passed my office and saw John Warren, thank you, with the guts of our sanctuary computer out on the floor and realized we didn't have a computer here. It was bliss when I looked out and frantically saw Sherry Warren trying to get her computer out of the car and get it adapted in a matter of 5 minutes to our equipment. It is bliss, yes. MacGyver, yeah, new nickname. And so it is bliss today, also, as John Warren took said computer to his home and to his magical castle, figured out that we needed a power source and attained that power source and fixed it. So now we have our computer back. And it is beautiful and bliss to see, as much as I love Sherry Warren, our emergency help, it's bliss to see Cindy, our usual help, over there taking control. And that we actually, even though we don't see them now, we have slides again. So everything is bliss. You know what else is bliss is that a lot of you, word gets around here fast. A lot of you found out that I had to go into surgery again for my eye on Wednesday. And I received so much love and so much just beauty from you, which is true bliss as well. So yes, you'll probably be seeing the patch a little bit longer than I expected, and all is good. And hence also the reason why I think I still have a little bit of the good feeling stuff in my my system, a little bit of the anesthesia. So I'm like, I'm just gonna chill out a little bit if you don't mind that I sit and stand and sit and stand. And so, Ananda, bliss is what we're talking about. And what is this bliss? We all, I believe, have really wanted to be in harmony with ourselves, in harmony with the land, in harmony in relationship with each other. And bliss, when it comes to Ananda or Nirvana, I believe we have this misconception that bliss is being blitzed out, B-L-I-T-Z, like the happy stuff I had during the surgery on Wednesday, where I was feeling no pain and could be conscious without being scared that someone was poking in my eye with stuff. That is bliss, yes. What we're talking about is a state of a reality beyond any suffering. And so last week's talk, and what we're going to continue on with, is how can we be in a state in this time, in this space, no matter what we're going through, where we can be in a place of contentment, absolute contentment, and a place and a reality beyond suffering. So there is what I read earlier, our scripture, the infinite is the source of joy. There's no joy in the finite, only in the infinite is there joy. And so today we're asking not only to know the infinite as the Hindu scripture says, we're talking about the first stage of the seven that I gave last week, which is to embrace God. Embrace the source of God. So, you know, this word embrace, first of all, is an interesting word. Now, when I was first talking about it yesterday, I just kind of cut to the chase. And one of the ways we know an embrace is as a hug, as the clenching of the arms around another source and giving that embrace, yes? There's several other types of embrace, as well as the cherishing of the love. It is to take up something. It's to, well, I'll just read the dictionary's definition. To take up, especially ready and gladly embrace a cause. That is another embrace. To take in or include as a part or an item, to be more inclusive as a whole. Last but not least, to be equal or equivalent to an asset. All of these, I invite you, in their various forms, is a form of embracing God and is the way to our contentment, to our bliss, and to our happiness. You know, it's been said that what we think of God is more important than... It's been said that what we think about God says more about us than about God. What we think about God says a lot about us. God is God. But before we can really embrace God, we really need to embrace our feelings of God. There's a cute little story that I found of a small child who was drawing a picture in his classroom. His teacher said to him, "Well, that's an interesting picture. What is it of?" And the little boy said, "It's a picture of God." When the teacher kind of, you know, as adults do, said, "Well, how can you draw a picture of God? No one knows what God looks like." And the little boy, in his innocence, looked up and said, "Well, they will when they see this picture." Yes? Now, that's knowing God, isn't it? That's something that I invite us to go back to. And I invite us to go back to the knowing of God in its completeness. You know, to have a new life in God is what we're talking about. To have that embrace is a mind, body, soul availability to allow the God that is already in us to be fully in us. Especially when we talk about embracing God as a bliss, we have to be open. We have to know that God is a source within us as well as around us. Unity thinks of God, or teaches, we teach God as this. God is everywhere present. That's huge. God is in the galaxies, in the universe. God is where you're sitting right now. God is all power. Now, that's the one in our religiosity that we know most. And we think of that all power as something that can squish us. No, we don't teach that. God is the power that we use. All power that is used, whether it is electricity, that is man-made, whatever the power is, the power to know, the power to love, any way that we can use power, God is that power. It's not an authoritative thing to rule over us, but for us to use. God is all wisdom. And yes, God knows everything about us. Don't be scared. God still loves us. But also, God is that capability, that accessibility to the wisdom of the universe, which scientists, which we all tap into and access for our highest good. And that seems a lot to embrace, doesn't it? I kind of assume, well, let me take away the word assume because I don't want to make up out of you and me. How about it's a large concept to take hold of? In all actuality, as much as in unity as we say God is here, everywhere present, God is within us and outside of us, I don't know if my arms are that wide to embrace all of that. That is what the brain does when we talk about embracing the God stuff. I don't think I have all that I need to be able to embrace this fullness, this allness, which is probably why it's most important in this talk and in embracing the God self for your bliss and happiness, so that whatever you're going through, you can still maintain a sense of contentment that you need to know that, yes, God is out here everywhere present. The most important thing for you to know is God is right here, right now, within you. God is right here, right now, next to you, behind you, in front of you. God isn't this entity or this energy or this isness or this nothingness that is unattainable. That's one of the beauties of God's teachings to us is that, or Jesus' teaching to us is that God is a loving, familiar, beautiful God. God, somewhere around here, Charles Fillmore said that the Father within you, so lovingly and familiarly revealed by Jesus, is not at a distance, far away, in a place called heaven. His abode is in the spiritual realm that underlies all creative forces. You don't want God just close to you, You want a God's perfection inside of you. There's another story that I found of a lady who was having a lot of issues. She went to her minister, and she said, "Let's pray to the man upstairs." And the minister said, I'm sorry, I can't do that." Shocked. "Well, you're a minister. Aren't you supposed to pray? I mean, I don't understand why we can't pray to the God or the man upstairs." And the clergy said, "I cannot pray to the man upstairs because, first of all, God is not a man. God is not a woman. God just is. And God is right here, right now, with us, present." That kind of God is easier, I believe, for all of us to embrace instead of that far-off God in the galaxy where we try to figure out how we meet that God. To know that God is everywhere present, God is right here, allows us then to think of, to make, have in our imagination a picture of God, whether it's just air, whether it's electricity, whether it's a person, and to give the embrace. It is then when we can then take hold of the concept of the embrace, to see God is right here, included as a part of ourselves. It is then that we can take up, be ready as a cause, the cause of believing in God, of having faith that God is good. God is all power. God is everywhere present. As soon as we realize that the greatness and the power, the energy and the wisdom of God is right here, we don't have to go anyplace for it. We don't have to do anything for it. Just all, I apologize, we do have to do something. We have to open up. We have to open up the windows. We have to open up the doors. We have to say, "Yes, God, I no longer block you from being present within me." Because we can feel God all around us. I think that's the way we've prayed. That's the way we've learned. But to have contentment, it's to know that God, yes, is in a faraway place, but to have contentment, to have bliss, to be away from the suffering, is to know that God is my help in every need. God is my comfort at this time. And the only way we can do it is to realize what Jesus taught us is a personalized God. God is impersonal, yes, but God is very personal. So that's the beauty and the joy and why the Fillmores embrace the teachings of God in this thing called unity, which is not only an interfaith religion, but is also a religion of, I lost my track, my train of thought, because I'm still in the whoopee stuff, my apologies. Not only is unity a practical Christianity, Jesus taught that God is here everywhere present, and God is all that there is, and we can accept that more in our lives instead of blocking it and to allow the bliss to come in when we realize that right here, right now, we don't have to block. But God's not going to force its way in. We have to invite its flow to continue to move forward within us. So know that God is everywhere present, and that when we go through our trials and our tribulations, when we pray, we don't need to pray to be blissful and off God. All we need to do is be here present, to think of God right here, right now. So instead of saying, "God, help me to look out," you know, we can say something like, "God, your health is already one with me. You are inside me, working to bring both perfection of prosperity and love right here, right now. I now consent to you totally rebuilding my temple, my body temple, my estate temple." You hear what I'm saying, how I'm praying? No longer are we praying to something out there. We're praying something within, unifying with it, embracing it. That is one of the forms in which we can embrace it, being in unison with it. Nothing can stand up to your power. There is no dis-ease that can stand up to your power within me, God. We just need to remember that God is the creator and that we are the creation. So what do I mean by that? That God is the originator of everything. We are told that there's nothing that we can't do. God is the air. Lord knows we can't breathe without the air or the oxygen. God is the common denominator that gives life to all of us. God is the originator. We use that which he originated. So we are able to do that as we realize, encompass, and know that no matter what we're doing, where we're at, so long as we hug God, invite God in, which God already is, but we continue, this is our mind playing tricks on us. See, we don't really always constantly remember that God is everywhere present. And so even I slip into it, God, I invite you in. That's a trick that we play on our mind to say, open up to that which is already there. Realize that it's already there. Allow it to use you. Be the conduit. Now, I know, and I've said this before, that me just being the conduit, I want to be the power. I want to be this. No. As I get older, yes, as you know, a few weeks ago I turned 54, so this much closer to senior, I have come to realize that it's much easier not to just try to do it on your own. Yeah, that's one of the things that I truly learned, and bliss is that you have to receive. And how you are able to receive here with God implanted within you, each and every one of you, how you're able to receive through one another is also going to be a picture of how you can receive in that which you cannot see. Let me say that again. How you open yourself up to receive the love, the blessings of your fellow man who want to give to you in love, that is God giving to you. If you cannot receive that love from that which is seen and that you know, how can you receive clearly from that which is unseen to you? Open up on all levels, mind, body, spirit, to the loving presence of God, to the invisible, the visible. How do you have bliss in a time where you should be in peril? Open your mind, body, and spirit to the love and joy of God. Embrace God in each and every level of your being. Give God a hug physically, emotionally. Give God an entry, a clear entry, nothing that is stagnated, but a clear entry of flow within your body completely. Know yourself as one, in unison and in unity with God. That is what embracing is. And so, for you, beloveds, for your homework, I invite you, not just for the week, you know when I give homework it's for the rest of your life. You know, I say, you blame, next time my mother comes in town and you see her, blame her. Because she was a teacher and this is what she always said to me, so. I invite you to start asking yourself, what are your thoughts of God? You know me, there's no blame, shoulda, coulda, woulda. Don't go into the old religious components of, oh, you know, I'm such a bad person because I don't allow God. No, don't go into that. That only gets you into a trap. But I do want you to have an open insight into yourself. Do you love God? Are you in love with God? Do you want to have complete Do you want God to completely take over your life so that you don't have to struggle and strain and work so hard? Are you willing to listen to the guidance of God so that you can be the hands and the feet to have miracles happen in your life? Because that's what is supposed to happen. Miracles are not supposed to be miraculous. Miracles are supposed to be an everyday occurrence. And actually, they are, if you are willing to see them as that. In your homework, ask yourself, how open am I to be that conduit of God to another person, to myself? How open am I willing to receive? And then I also invite yourself, each and every moment, to continue to then see in every present day. I invite you to start tomorrow on Monday. Where some of us used to go to work and used to go, oh God, it's Monday. I invite you to use that first time when you go, oh God, give me the strength. To utilize the tools of going into prayer, saying the words, I invite you, powerful God, to be fully within me. I embrace our union. I invite your guidance. Do whatever you mean to do, but feel that presence of God in, through, and as you, and see how you feel. See how it lifts you up. See how bliss manifests, and focus on that. Now, there's a possibility that sometimes when we have our light shining, the darkness seems to want to increase more. It is then that you need to remember that darkness is the illusion, and the brightness of your light is the reality. I.e., don't let anyone dim your light. Walk away from them, bless them, send them even better, more love. No matter how dark they seem, how negative they are, how angry they are, you don't have to physically embrace them, because sometimes I don't want you to be hurt. But you can go to your own office and say their name and say, you know what? I see you also as God. I see you also as the light. I send you my love. I send you God's love. And see how quickly things turn around. Can you imagine if each and every one of us did that? Just went to, how about this right now? Not any particular person. Let us just, eyes open, eyes closed. Just consciously, just send love out. It can be to a person, it can be to a world, it can be a people, it could be to the immigrants, it could be to anyone. But let's just go to that spot. If you're a visual person, see love coming from you, vibrating out past the church. See it beyond a singular scope. Move it beyond self. Start feeling the love that is being given out by each and every person here. Can you feel the heat rising? That is the heat of our energy, of our good love. Continue sending it out all over. Now I invite you now to go into yourself. Are you starting to feel a sense of peace within you? Kind of a sense of lightness. When I say lightness, I'm not saying the brightness, but I'm saying that you're not heavy. And I invite you just to come back to the present moment. How do you feel? Just for that quick moment of giving out your love as God, the tensions that you might have felt, are they lessened? Are they gone? So this is your homework. I invite you to do exactly what we just did in your own way. And if you need some continual assistance, I invite you also to go for our affirmation. Our affirmation is, surrendering to spirit, I experience deep peace and well-being. Breathe that in. And again, surrendering to Spirit, I experience deep peace and well-being. And so it is. Amen.